This is Black Wall Street Chronicles, and we're back at it again. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the situation with Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner is a WNBA basketball player who has unfortunately been sentenced to 9 years in jail in the country of Russia for cannabis oil possession. It's causing a controversy in the United States of America. People are actually very angry that the United States of America is not advocating for Brittany Griner. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a quick deep dive. And after the end of this short podcast episode, I will tell you exactly why the country of Russia, will not release Brittany Griner, and the United States of America will not advocate for her. But before we get started, I have a couple of promotions. I recently just got monetized on YouTube. The link on the YouTube will be on the bottom of this episode. The memberships, I have monthly badges, memberships. My bronze level is $4.99. My silver level is $9.99. And my gold level is $24.99. I want you guys, if you're going to support me, you can basically choose the level that you can afford. All right, thank you very much for the support. And if you cannot pay for any of the memberships, you can like and subscribe, and you can listen to my podcast on Apple and Spotify. All right, here we go. Brittany Yvette Griner was born on October 18, 1990. She's an American professional basketball player for the Phoenix Mercury of the Women's National Basketball Association, who is currently in prison in Russia. She played basketball for the Bel Air Lady Bears of Waco, Texas. She is the only NCAA basketball player to score 2,000 points and block 5,000 shots. In 2012, the three-time All-American was named AP Player of the Year and the most outstanding player of the Final Four. Griner is one of the 11 women to receive an Olympic gold medal, an NCAA championship, and FIBA World Cup gold medal and a WNBA championship. In 2009, Griner was named the nation's number one high school women's basketball player by Rivals.com. She was selected to the 2009 Phoenix Mercury All-American Basketball Team. In 2012, she received the Best Female Athlete ESPY Award. In 2013, Griner signed an endorsement deal with Nike. Standing at 6'9", 206 centimeters tall, Griner wears a men's U.S. size 17 shoe and has an arm span of 87.5. Griner was on the United States Women's Olympic Team in 2016. Led them to victory at the Rio Olympics. In 2020, Griner protested the Star Spangled Banner, and she stated she will not be on the court while the national anthem was played during game openers. 2021, Griner was named to the United States Women's National Team for the 2020 Olympics, where she won her second gold medal, while the national anthem was played during when she won her second gold medal. In February 2022, Griner was detained by Russian customs after cartridges containing less than a gram of hashish oil was found in her luggage, and later was arrested on drug charges. She has been entered to Russia to play with the Russian Premier League during the WNBA offseason. Her trial began July 1st, and she pled guilty to the charges. On August 4th, she was sentenced to 9 years in prison. We're going to talk about her early life and a high school career. Griner was born in Houston, the daughter of Raymond and Sarah Griner. Her father is a former Harris County Sheriff and Marine veteran who served in the Vietnam in 1968 and 1969. She has three older siblings. Griner attended Nimnes High School in Houston. In addition to lettering and basketball throughout high school, she played varsity volleyball as a freshman. Starting in her sophomore year, Grinder practiced with the boys' national team and has worked with the Nimnes football coach to develop her leg strength in preparation for the learning to dunk. During her junior season, a YouTube video featuring her dunks was watched more than 6.6 million times, leading to a meeting with Shaquille O'Neal. During her senior year, Grinder led the Nimnes Cougars to the Texas 5A Girls Basketball State Championship game, where Nimnes lost 52-43 to Mansfield Summit High School. Grinder dunked 42 times in 32 games as a senior, set at a single-season game record of 7 dunks against the Alderline High School. Houston Mayor Bill White declared May 7, 2009, Brittany Grinder Day. On November 11, 2008, she recorded 25 blocks in a game against Houston Aleves Ashings, the most ever recorded by a female in high school game in the U.S. In her 2008-2009 season, she recorded 318 blocks, a single-season record. Grinder was named WBCA All-American and participated in the 2009 WBCA High School All-American game, leading the team by scoring 20 points and collecting 9 rebounds. College career. Brittany Grinder played college basketball at Baylor University in Waco, Texas. As a freshman, Grinder 223 block shots at the all-time single-season record, established her as one of the greatest shot blockers in women's basketball history. On December 19, 2009, Grinder recorded Baylor's first triple-double, 34 points, 13 rebounds, and the Big 12 conference record, 11 block shots. In January 2010, she became the 7th player to dunk during a women's college basketball game and the 2nd woman to dunk twice in a single college game, making the record and 3rd dunks of her college career in a lopsided 99-18 victory against Texas State University. On March 3rd, 2010, Grinder and Texas Tech player Jordan Bumscale were battling for position near the lane. As a foul was being called a Baumkastel, Grinder took 2 steps forward and threw a right-handed roundhouse punch, which broke Baumkastel's nose. Grinder was ejected from the game. Lady Bears coach Kim Muckley then imposed another 1-game suspension in addition to the 1-game suspension mandated by the NCAA rules. Baylor entered the NCAA tournament as a 4th seed and knocked out top-seeded Tennessee in the Sweet 16. On March 22, Grinder set an NCAA tournament record of 14 block shots and a 49-33 win against the Georgetown Hoyas. In the Elite Eight, Baylor defeated Duke 51-48. Grinder blocked 9 shots, totaling 35 for the tournament, a new NCAA women's tournament record. Duke's Allison Bales had held the previous records of 30 blocks in the 2006 NCAA women's tournament. Baylor reached the Final Four before losing to eventual champion UConn, 70-50. Grinder was named AP Second Team All-American. As a sophomore, Grinder received First Team All-American honors after averaging 23 points a game, including a career-high 40 points against Green Bay in the Sweet 16. As a sophomore, Grinder First Team All-American honors after averaging 23 points a game, including a career-high 40 points against Green Bay in the Sweet 16. Her junior season, Grinder averaged 23.2 points, 9.4 rebounds, and 5 blocks per game. She blocked more shots than any other Division I women's team that season. Grinder was named AP Player of the Year and the 2012 Premier Player of Women's College Basketball. On April 3, 2012, Grinder led Baylor with 26 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 block shots to win the Division Women's Basketball Championship, 80-61 over Notre Dame. Grinder was named the Final Four's most outstanding player. Baylor finished his undefeated season with 40 wins, the most in WCA history. After winning the championship on April 3, 2012, Grinder decided to withdraw her candidacy for a roster spot in the 2012 U.S. Olympic women's basketball team. A month later, Grinder broke her wrist after jumping off her skateboard when she was going down for a ramp. Her college career came to an end in 2013 NCAA's Women's Basketball Tournament, where Baylor lost to the University of Louisville Cardinals in the Sweet 16. We all talk about her professional career. The only international female players surpassing Griner's height have been the late Marco Derrick, 7 feet 12, 2 inches, and Bernadette Harter, 6 feet 10.5 inches, and Han Ju, 6 feet 10 inches. In the 2013 WNBA draft, the Phoenix Mercury selected Griner as the first overall pick. Griner would flourish in her rookie season. Being named a WNBA All-Star would be a dominant defensive force in the league, averaging 3.0 blocks a game. In her debut May 27, 2013, against the Chicago Sky, Griner equaled the WNBA dunk record, recording 2 dunks to equal Candace Parker's career total. She thus became the third WNBA player to dunk and first to do so twice in one game. Despite the All-Star vote, Griner missed the 2013 WNBA All-Star game with a right knee injury. She was replaced by Tina Thompson. In 2013, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban said he would consider drafting Griner to the NBA, and Griner expressed interest in the opportunity, but no offer was to try out was extended by the team. In the 2014 season, Griner's stats will improve, and she averaged 15.6 per game, 8.0 rebounds per game, and 3.7 blocks per game. On June 29, 2014, Griner set a WNBA record with 11 blocks in the regular season win against Tulsa Shock, along with 21 points and 8 rebounds. On August 4, 2014, Griner became the first WNBA player to dunk in a playoff game when she helped the Mercury defeat the Los Angeles Sparks 93-68 in the Staples Center. 2014 season would be a historic season for the Mercury for the combination of Brittany Griner, Diana Taurasi, and Candace Dupree as the dominant Big Three to carry the team, plus the arrival of new head coach Sandy Bernadetto. Sandy, if I'm mispronouncing your name, I'm sorry. The Mercury finished 29-5, setting the WNBA record for the most wins in the regular season. They made it all the way to the WNBA Finals and swept the Chicago Sky 3-0 to capture the Mercury's third championship in franchise history. During the seniors, Griner set WNBA Finals records in the game for most blocks in a game and most blocks in a quarter. In the 2015, despite missing the first 7 games due to a suspension stemming from a domestic violence case, Griner would have the most prolific defensive season in WNBA history, averaging a career high in WNBA record of 4.0 blocks a game, surpassing Margo Dargis' record back in the 1998 season. Although the Mercury were paying without All-Star guard Diana Taurasi, who sat out the season to play overseas, the Mercury still made it to the playoffs. 2015, Griner set a WNBA playoff record with 11 blocks in a Game 1 victory against the Tulsa Shock, whom she also had 11 blocks against a regular season game at the year before. The Mercury advanced to the second round, where they were swept by the Minnesota Lynx, who won the championship that year. In 2016, the return of Diana Taurasi, the Mercury had a more successful playoff run. On the route to the playoffs, Griner averaged 14.5 points a game, 6.5 rebounds per game, and 3.1 blocks per game as Mercury finished 16-18. During the season, Griner had recorded the 6th triple-double in WNBA history in a win against the Atlanta Dream, where she had 27 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 blocks. The WNBA's new playoff format, in effect, the Mercury were the number 8 seed in the league as they faced the Indiana Fever in the first round. The Mercury upset the Fever in the first round elimination game, as Griner had 18 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 blocks. In the second round elimination game, the Mercury defeated the number 3 seeded New York Liberty. Grinder had 22 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 blocks for the win. The Mercury advanced to the semifinals, the last one before the WNBA Finals, against the championship defender, the Minnesota Lynx, in the best of 5 series, but would get swept 3-0. On March 12, 2017, Grinder re-signed with the Mercury to a multi-year deal once her rookie contract was expired. In 2017, Grinder would have the rest of the season of her career thus far. On June 7, 2017, Grinder scored a career-high 38 points along with 9 rebounds in the 98-90 overtime win against the Indiana Fever. Grinder would miss 8 games of the season in the 2017 WNBA All-Star Game due to an ankle injury, knee injury, replaced by Rebecca Brunson, but finished off the season leading the league in scoring in 21.9 points per game and also lead the league in blocks for a 5th consecutive season. The Mercury finished with an 18-16 record as the number 5 seed in the first round elimination game. The Mercury defeated the Seattle Storm 79-69, advancing to the second round. Grinder scored 23 points along with 11 rebounds, 3 blocks for the win. In the second round elimination game, the Mercury defeated Connecticut Sun 88-83 in the advance to the semifinals. Grinder scored 26 points along with 9 rebounds for the win. In the semifinals, the Mercury were eliminated by the Los Angeles Sparks in a 3-game sweep. In 2018, Grinder played all 34 games for the 3rd time of her career. She was voted the 2018 WNBA All-Star Game, making it her first 5th All-Star appearance. In August 18, 2018, Grinder scored season-high 33 points along with 18 rebounds and 7 blocks in a 104-95 victory over the Atlanta Dream. The season was her first season shooting from beyond the arc. Grinder also led the league in blocks for the 6th consecutive year. The Mercury finished off the season 20-14 with the number 5 seed in the league. In the first round of elimination game, the Mercury defeated the Dallas Wings 101-83. Grinder saw 17 points in the win. In the second round elimination game, the Mercury defeated the Connecticut Sun 96-86, advancing to the semifinals for the 3rd year in a row. They would face off against the Seattle Storm. Down 2-0, the Mercury came back to tie up the series 2-2. In Game 5, the Mercury lost 94-84, ending their season. In 2019, Grinder would be voted into the 2019 WNBA Hall of Fame, making it her 6th career All-Star Game appearance. On August 25, 2019, Grinder scored a season-high 34 points in the 94-86 loss to the Chicago Sky. By the end of the season, Grinder led the league in scoring for the 2nd time in her career and would continue to lead the league in blocks for the 7-6 straight season. The Mercury finished with a 15-19 record at the number 8 seed. In the first round elimination game, the Mercury were eliminated 105-76 by the Chicago Sky in the first round elimination game. Grinder left in the second half of the game with a knee injury. The 2020 season was delayed and shortened to 22 games in a bubble at IMG Academy due to COVID-19 pandemic. After the 12 games played, Grinder left the bubble for undisclosed personal reasons. Without Grinder, the Mercury finished 13-9 as the number 5 seed. They would make it as far as the second round where they lost to the Minnesota Lynx in an elimination game. Overseas. Grinder plays overseas WNBA offseason. In the 2013-2014 offseason, she played in China for the Zhejiang Golden Bulls of the WCBA, where she signed a 4-month contract for $600,000, which is 12 times the amount she made in her rookie season with the Mercury. In 2014 and 2015 offseasons, Grinder played in Russia for the UMMC Yekaterinburg with teammate Diana Taurasi, winning back-to-back championships. On August 2016, Grinder re-signed with the UMMC Octoberg for the 2006-17 offseason. She re-signed once again with the UMMC Octoberg for the 2017-18. And in 2018, she returned to the UMMC Altenberg for the first stint of the 2018 offseason. National team career. In September 2011, Grinder spent 2 weeks playing under coach Greno Amado for the U.S. national team as part of his European training tour. Grinder was the only college player in the group. She averaged 12.8 to 7.3 rebounds in the games for the U.S. team in Europe. Grinder was the sole player still playing in college in the 2012 U.S. Olympics basketball team finalist roster. Including Grinder, the average age of the roster was approximately 30 years, while Grinder was 22 years old at the time of the Olympics. Grinder decided to April 2012 not to participate in the 2012 Olympics due to family illness and her school schedule. In 2016, she played for the U.S. Olympic women's basketball team at the Summer Olympics and earned her first Olympic gold medal as they beat Spain 101-72 in the final, becoming one of the 11 players who have earned an Olympic gold medal, FIB World Cup gold medal, WNBA title, NCAA title, joining Sue Bird, Swin Cash, Tamika Catchings, Cynthia Cooper, Aisha Jones, Maya Moore, Brianna Stewart, Cheryl Shoups, Diana Taurasi, and Carol Walser off the list. Grinder was the second Olympics in 2021, going undefeated and winning a gold medal as part of Team USA. This woman has many accolades. Very impressive. Let's talk about her personal life. In an interview with SportsIllustrated.com on February 11, 2013, Grinder publicly came out as a lesbian. She also received in an interview that she was bullied as a child, explaining it's hard. Just being picked on for being different, just being bigger, my sexuality, everything. She says she is very passionate about working with the children in order to bring attention to the issue of bullying, particularly against LGBT people. Grinder has previously come out to her parents in high school, which her father did not accept gracefully, forcing her to live with her sister in close 6 weeks during her senior year. She will later write in a memoir, Sue Hovey, addressing bullying and self-acceptance. In My Skin, My Life Off and On the Basketball Court, published 2014. In the 2019 interview with People, Grinder stated, "People tell me I'm going to break the barrier and trailblaze. I just kind of look at it. I'm not trying to help out. I'm just trying to not make it as tough for the next generation." 2013, Grinder was featured on the cover of ESPN magazine. She appeared in a taboo issue. She is pictured holding a snake, which is her favorite animal, because they are misunderstood. She says, "You have to just look at it in a different way." Her endorsement deal with Nike was the first time the company has signed such a deal with an openly gay athlete. Grinder continues to push back on traditional gender roles as she regulars models' clothes brand is menswear for Nike. Nike spokesman Brian Shaw said of signing Grinder, "We can't get into specifics, but it's safe to say that we jumped at the opportunity to work with her because she breaks into the mold." In 2020, Grinder, along with teammate Breonna Turner, called for the WNBA to stop playing the United States national anthem before the games. She made her remarks after Mercury Prayers refused to take the floor during a preseason game in Brandon, in Florida. Grinder said she was protesting the killing of Breonna Taylor as part of the wider George Floyd protests. She later said during a media teleconference, "I honestly feel we should not be playing the national anthem during our season. I think we should take that much of a stand." She said she does not believe that the national anthem should be played at sporting events. Marriages and domestic violence case. On August 14th, 2014, Grindr got engaged to fellow WNBA player Glory Johnson. On April 22nd, 2015, they were both arrested on charges of assault and disorderly conduct after police responded to a fight between the two in his suburban home in Phoenix, Arizona. Both had sustained some injury. Despite the incident, they married the following month on May 8th of 2015. On May 15, 2015, the WNBA suspended Grindr and Johnson for 7 games after each Grindr pled guilty to disorderly conduct charges. Grindr was also required to complete 26 weeks of domestic violence counseling training. Grindr and Johnson revealed that Johnson was pregnant when teen conceived with Johnson's eggs through vitro fertilization. The following day, in the last months of marriage, Grindr filed an annulment of marriage, citing fraud and duress. The annulment is denied. Johnson gave birth to twins girls on October 12, 2015, 16 weeks premature. Grindr was ordered to pay child support to Johnson. The couple's divorce was finalized in June 2016. Grindr became engaged to Cherie Watson in August 2018, and he married June 19. Watson later changed her name to Cheryl Grindr. 2002 arrest in Russia. On February 17, 2022, Grindr was arrested on drug charges in Russia. She was detained at the Sheremetyevo International Airport after Federal Security Service found she was carrying vaporizer cartridges containing less than a gram of hash oil. She had been prescribed medical cannabis in Arizona, and it is illegal in Russia. Some U.S. officials best confirmed that Russia may be using her as leverage to respond to Western sanctions imposed against Russia for the invasion of Ukraine. Former Pentagon official Evelyn Fracas expressed concern that Grindr could be used as a high-profile hostage by Russia. Houston, Texas, Democratic Congresswoman Shirley Jackson Lee called for Grindr's release. In an interview with CNN, California Democratic Congresswoman John Grimaldi estimated it would be very difficult to get Grindr out of Russia. He said that though they may be negotiators to have her release, they would be stigmatized by the fact that diplomatic relations between Russia and the United States were strained because of President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. In mid-March 2022, Russian state broadcast agency TASAA reported that a Moscow court has extended the period of Grindr's detention while under investigation until May 19th, with the official for the Russian Public Monitoring Commission stating that the only objective problem that's turned up was the basketball player's height. The beds on the cell clearly intended a person of lesser height. The United States Department of State stated that an American diplomatic official was able to visit Grindr in detention, reporting that she was in good condition. In early May 2022, the U.S. Department stated that it had determined Grindr was wrongfully detained, indicating a more aggressive approach to securing her release. On May 13, CNN reported that the Russian court extended her pretrial detention to June 18, 2022. Grindr's Russia attorney Alex Boykov and Associated Press said he believed that relatively short extension to the defamation indicated the case will come to trial soon. On May 15, it was reported that the United States and Russia were considered a prisoner swap, which Russia is changing Grindr for international illegal arms dealer Viktor Bout, who has been served 10 years on a 25-year federal prison sentence in the United States. In May 22, her first public interview since Grindr was detained, Grindr's wife shook with Good Morning America and called Grindr a political pawn. Cheryl states she has heard from the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, saying, "I was grateful for the call. You say she's type of Riley, but I want to see it." In a closed-door hearing on June 27, in a court at Clinton, scheduled Grindr's trial on July 1st and extended her detention by 6 months, pending the outcome of her case. According to her attorney, Alex Boykov, she was photographed by the Associated Press and agents France Priest arriving at the hearing. During the trial on July 7th, Grindr pled guilty and then said, "But there was no intent. I did not want to break the law." Rhonda requested that she be allowed to give testimony to the court as soon as she had his sufficient time to prepare. On July 27, 2022, U.S. President Joe Biden approved a possible trade for Grindr and Paul Whelan, who was arrested in 2018 for espionage in Moscow and sentenced to 16 years in prison in exchange for a bout. The possibility of exchange was further complicated when the Russians demanded the inclusion of convicted assassin Vladimir Koshkov, who was serving a life term for assassination in Germany. In the negotiations in July 2022, the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, called his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, for the first time since the start of Russia's war on Ukraine, to who he made offer to the U.S. to secure the release of Grindr Whelan. According to Sergei, it's unlikely that Krasnikov will be transferred back to Russia. On August 4th, the court found Grindr guilty and sentenced her to 9 years in prison. They additionally fined her 1 million rubles. That is 16,300. Yeah, so that's the deep dive. Like, they want to use, they're saying they want to use Brittany Grindr as a political prisoner, but I think it's deeper than that. See, if you look at the history of the United States of America and you look at the jail system now, we have no right to criticize Russia for bringing Brittany Grindr and Trump up charges for 9 years from hash oil. When we in the United States of America, even though we have legalized marijuana on a federal level, we still have people who are in jail for Trump up charges for marijuana. So if the United States of America calls out Russia, I believe every member of the United Nations is going to say that they're hypocrites on this situation. I wish Brittany Grindr and her family the best. I hope that this is solved, and I hope that she's able to come back home. This is Black Wall Street Chronicles. My name is Jeffrey Frazier, and I'm signing off.